Phoenix FM. Now, currently there are around 850,000 people living in the UK with dementia. In the next 10 years, this is expected to rise to over 1 million people. The organisation Blessed Support, which aims to brighten the lives of the elderly through social stimulation, recently celebrated its first anniversary. And joining me now is the founder of Blessed Support, Jenny Chapman, along with Chris Fould. Welcome, Jenny and Chris.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
It's nice to see you here. Now, it sounds like a great organisation you're running there. But first of all, it seems the cases of dementia are on the rise. In fact, it's been called the plague of the 21st century. Research is ongoing, but are we any closer to finding out what actually causes dementia?
Well, dementia is a broad term that covers anything to do with mental health decline. So there's various different types of dementia, Alzheimer's, etc. Alzheimer's being the main cause of dementia, and then vascular dementia, and maybe sort of another 100 different types of dementia after that.
Right.
So there's a lot of investment going into Alzheimer's disease, which is a specific type of dementia. The government are actually putting lots of funding in to support people, but I think maybe more people are becoming diagnosed, but it's always been there. I think it's just that people are getting older and we're managing to develop support for people a little bit more than we used to.
Yeah, so people, that is the main reason for the rise, really, that people are simply living longer,
I think. Absolutely,
yeah. Okay, now what about you yourself? How did you personally get involved in supporting people with dementia?
I've been working with people with dementia and the elderly since 1998. I then became part of a pilot project for a local charity supporting people with dementia and their carers, small groups of people, as an alternative to larger day centres, and that was 15 years ago.
Right.
So, yeah, that was how I started.
Well, you must love the work then.
I do, yeah. I love what I do.
Must be very rewarding at times. So a year ago, you decided to start an organisation, Blessed Support. What made you decide to do that at that time?
I wanted to continue supporting people with dementia, but I wanted to actually have my own organisation, again, focused on the small personalised day groups that I'd actually piloted. So I just really wanted to sort of give a little bit back and see whether I could actually make a difference on my own with my own organisation.
Yeah. I mean, Chris, you sent us a couple of photographs of some very happy looking people at an event that was going on. Is that normally the kind of sort of reaction you get? Is it all smiles all the time? Or is there...
No. There's been trials and tribulations along the way because obviously people with dementia and you know, things change on a daily basis. But generally speaking, because the groups are small and they are very personalised, they're between 4 to 5 people. They're actually housed in my own home, so it's a little bit more like home from home rather than a large day centre.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
And because the groups are personalised to each person that comes, everything is tailored to the individual. Then, generally speaking, people go home very happy. They have a lovely day, and obviously it gives the carer a complete day's break as well.
Yeah, fantastic. So, what sort of difference do you think you're able to make to the lives of people suffering with dementia?
I think that it's been proven that any social stimulation, Bless was sort of set up, brightening lives, elderly social stimulation. That's what Bless stands for. And it's very much a case of keeping people able, enabling people to do what they've always done, what they enjoy doing. Sometimes people, when they have dementia, tend to break away from family and friends. They go into themselves a little bit. And it gives them a little bit more confidence to be able, if they're on an even keel with people.
Stops them being so isolated.
Absolutely. It reduces isolation. And, you know, the more people can do, the more that they can get involved, whether it be physical or, you know, sort of cognitive. It doesn't really matter. Just get involved, and it certainly reduces the decline. It stops people from going downhill so quickly.
Right. So what sort of activities, practically speaking, do you sort of, are you able to help with, let's say?
I do two different types of group. One is static, which is in the home. So therefore, generally the day works. We go home, we have a cup of coffee, tea, biscuits, go through the paper. We tend to do a lot of reminiscence via current sort of news, because people's opinions as to what's going on in the world today and then how it was when they were younger.
Yeah.
We do activities, so it could be anything. Depends on the group, from cake decorating, bingo, flower arranging, dancing, quizzes, whatever the people that come to the group like to do.
Yeah.
We then have a home-cooked lunch with dessert, which is normally dictated by the people that come. Whatever it is they like to do, we'll have. Again, a lot of reminiscence. We might have old-fashioned types of food, boiled bacon and peas pudding and great dumplings, idea. That yeah, sort of stuff.
Yeah. And Jenny is a great cook, I have to mention.
Thank you, Chris. That was actually my previous occupation.
Okay, yeah.
And then I have another group, which I take people who are physically more able, so 3 to 4 people, and the idea is to go out and about. Again, you know, it depends on the group that come, but things like driving range, tempin bowling, table tennis. We've visited the Museum of Docklands, you know, that sort of thing. So out and about, very much active, again, keeping people involved in the community.
Yeah, now you've mentioned the word reminiscing a couple of times.
Yes.
Is this because the long-term memory is still there very often and it's the short-term memory there's a problem with?
Absolutely right.
Okay.
It's the long-term memory that's... and it helps people with dementia to talk about things that used to be, because sometimes if you're living with family and friends and you've been with those people for a long time, they know the stories.
Yeah.
So they don't want to listen, if you like.
Sure.
They've got a better audience. When reminiscence actually plays a very big part in what we do, and it's very, very helpful to people.
Yeah, good. There's some good games you can get, I think, aren't there, for
there
sort of looking back into things that happened in the past?
Absolutely. Yeah. Magazines, books, cue cards, anything that stimulates people, basically.
Fantastic. Well, without going into individuals, of course, can you sort of give us an example of someone who's benefited, or the kind of benefits that you see from people coming along to you?
It's a real buzz when you see somebody sort of sparkle, when you see them actually engaged, talking on an even keel to other people, whereas maybe at home they might not be able to, because they feel that, you know, they can't interject in family conversations just in case they say something wrong. I had an example, a perfect example yesterday, actually, for the group that I take out on a Monday. We went to Crossrail Gardens and they have community pianos dotted about, and one of my gentlemen just completely spontaneously got on the piano and did a rendition of Memories from Cats, and it was absolutely beautiful. To a round of applause from all of the office workers that were sitting after their lunch there. So things like that, something that he's not done for a really long time, and he felt very happy, obviously, and it came away. We were thrilled with it, and it was a really lovely moment. Yeah. So it's nice to see that.
Sounds fantastic. Now, for someone at the start of their dementia journey, it must be a really frightening and worrying time. How do you support someone who's just been diagnosed like that?
There's a lot of support, fortunately, local services. There are lots of supports via the memory clinics now. There's a big national push as far as the health service to actually support people, to signpost, to direct. My service actually does have a signposting service as well. There's no charge for signposting. It's just stuff that I've picked up along the way.
Right.
So I'm quite happy to direct people. Having worked in various areas for a long time, hopefully there are benefits to sort of having a chat with me about that.
And the website has some brilliant information on it as well, actually, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Anything I pick up, voluntary, statutory, anything that I find that's of interest, that might be of interest, goes on the website. And it's really a case of sort of making people, you know, so once they're aware of what's available, they tap into services, you generally tend to find that people can, you know, it helps the coping mechanisms. And also being available to just, you know, be a listening ear to anybody that wants to have a chat, because it can be very difficult for carers and the people that have dementia. But, you know, it doesn't mean that life stops.
No.
There's lots of opportunities. There's lots of engagement out there. And people, there was a government directive in 2009, living well with dementia. So, you know, there are lots of resources that have been pumped into that. And that's what we're hoping to achieve, that people can live well with dementia. It doesn't mean to say it's a life sentence that you can't, you know, you stop living, you can live.
I think that was one of your aims with
Absolutely.
Bless Support, wasn't it? To make sure that older people continue to enjoy life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. What about costs? What are the costs to your clients?
The costs are either on a daily rate to come to the group. The costs are different between the active group and the static group. And if it's on a one-to-one, then the costs are very much around the person that actually needs the support.
Right.
So the way that I work is that anybody who's interested in any services, I go out, do a full assessment, find out exactly what it is that they need, whether it is my service that's actually going to be a benefit, and if it's not, then I will signpost on to somebody else. And then the package is tailored around what anybody needs.
Fantastic. Well, you obviously know your stuff, and you obviously absolutely love what you do. So
I love it, yeah.
That's brilliant. So if anyone wants to find out a bit more about Bless Support, where can they go?
Yep, you can go to the website, which is
www.blesssupport.co.uk.
Wonderful. Is there a number to ring at
there
all?
There is, yeah. Yep. If you want to give a call, it's my number is 07956 612 494.
Well, that's absolutely brilliant. Thanks for talking to us today, Jenny and Chris, and good luck with all this fabulous work you
do. Lovely. Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Cheers.